Good morning. I mentioned at the 8 o'clock service this morning that I think my body clock is still on Kansas City time because I woke up at 2:09 this morning. Now, Kansas is only 2 hours later than we are, so I'm not quite sure why I was waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I promise not to fall asleep if you will also promise not to fall asleep during my sermon. Deal? All right. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. A couple of years ago, my son, Ryan, came to me and he said, "Mom, I want to go skydiving." Well, at the time, Ryan was well over the age of 21. In fact, he just celebrated his 28th birthday in August. And so I knew that I could not pull the mom card and say no, because he was over, he was an adult. But, you know, I really thought he was nuts. Why would anyone want to go skydiving? I would not be caught dead going skydiving. And yet, that was what he wanted to do. Well, you know, Ryan was always one, and still is, one who likes to do the things that other people don't like to necessarily do, things that we might consider dangerous. In fact, when he was a Boy Scout, I remember one time he came home from Camp Geronimo, the Boy Scout camp here in the area, and he said, "Mom, you won't believe this. I went rappelling down the side of a mountain." And I was glad that he told me after he came home instead of before leaving, because I would have been worried sick all week long. So when Ryan told me he wanted to go skydiving, I really wasn't surprised, but I was terrified because I was afraid that something awful was going to happen to my son. So I told him, "Okay, if you want to go skydiving, go for it, but don't tell me until after you've done it." And that's exactly what he did. He came home after skydiving and he told me all about it. And I could tell by the excitement in his eyes, the excitement in his voice and the fire in his eyes, that it was one of the most exhilarating experiences that he had ever had. He had stepped out of his comfort zone. He had taken a risk to do something he had never done before, and it was an amazing experience for him. So ultimately, I was glad that Ryan went skydiving. But I was even more glad when he said to me, "Mom, I don't ever want to do that ever again." You know, some of us like taking risks. Some of us like to do things that take us outside of our comfort zone. Now, maybe the risk is not as dangerous as going skydiving. Maybe the risk is doing something simple, like telling somebody that you love them for the first time. And you know, at the time that whatever that was, it seemed like it was a very risky thing to do. But you knew that you had to do it. And ultimately, those endorphins that go into our body, when we do something risky, they give us a rush and they make us feel great. And even after the rush is over, we have that sense of satisfaction, knowing that we have done something that we've never tried before. So I want to ask you, when was the last time you were willing to take a risk? When was the last time you were willing to step out of your comfort zone and do something you've never done before? I'm sure at the time it seemed uncomfortable, that you were scared maybe out of your wits. But once it was over, and now that you can look at that time in hindsight, it probably wasn't as risky as you thought, right? Well, about 8 years ago, I was asked to be the director of Sidewalk Sunday School at Los Arcos United Methodist Church, which was a church over in South Scottsdale in an impoverished area of the city. Well, at the time, I had no idea what I was getting into. But you know, that little voice in my head, which I have learned is God talking to me. That little voice in my head said, "You need to say yes." And so I did. Well, it took several months for us to do our planning and to assemble all of our teams together, our platform teams, our shepherds, our truck team, our prayer team. But we finally got it all together and we were ready to go out and tell the neighborhood all about this wonderful ministry that was coming to them, practically at their doorstep. Well, I knew that what this meant was that I was going to have to go door to door to distribute flyers to the neighborhood. Now, I have to tell you, going door to door to do anything is way outside my comfort zone. I do not like doing cold calls. In fact, when I was a Girl Scout, and I was a young Girl Scout at that, I hated going door to door to sell those darn Girl Scout cookies. And Girl Scout cookies sell themselves. So when I knew I had to do this, I took a deep breath, and I put a smile on my face, and I went out to the first house with my platform partner. And thankfully, the gentleman at that house was very nice to us. He listened to our description of what Sidewalk Sunday School was. He even took one of our flyers and read it. I was so pleased. And then he said something that I will never forget. He said, "You know, this ministry is really, this is a great thing that you are doing for this neighborhood. We really need something positive like this. Because, you know, just the other day there was a shooting down the block and somebody died." And he pointed in the direction that we were headed. Fear gripped my belly. And I thought to myself, "God, what are you having me do?" But I knew that God had called me to go into that neighborhood. I knew that God had called me to go and talk to these children and these families, many of whom were at risk and very poor. I knew that I had to go. And we did. Sometimes God calls us to take a risk. And as followers of Christ, we are called to step out of our comfort zones. We are called to do the things that we would never dream of ever doing, because there is tremendous need in this world. There is tremendous suffering. People who are homeless, who are hungry. Children who need guidance from good adult role models because they have no good role models in their homes. People in this country who live in poverty every single day, who don't have enough food to eat or even have clean water to drink. And the suffering is not just in the far-off lands. It's right here in our cities, in our communities, even right down the block. And if someone doesn't step in and do something about all of these needs, then some of these people just might even die. Jesus understood that we needed to go out into the community. Jesus understood what it meant to meet the needs of the people. In fact, Jesus reached out to those who were unclean and those who were ill, those who were shunned by others. But Jesus did more than just reach out. Jesus fed the hungry. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus loved those who had never been loved before with a love that they would never have again. Jesus did all of that. And when it came time for Jesus to leave this earth, he called upon his followers, people like you and me, to go out and to continue his work, to do these things, to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, and to love those who others consider to be unlovable. So I ask you once again, as followers of Jesus, when was the last time that you were called to take a risk, to step out of your comfort zone, and to do something for someone in need? When was the last time you were willing to step out in faith? When was the last time you were willing to step out of your comfort zone and take a risk for God? Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at, Pastor Fred has been sharing with us a sermon series on the acts of God. And he has shared many examples of ways in which we can be an act of God in the community and in the world. And if you've missed any of those sermons over the last several weeks, I encourage you, go out onto the website and watch them or listen to them, because they really are wonderful messages. What he shared with us was that there are ways that we can be more accepting of people who are different. He gave us ways that we can share our faith in our communities, in our neighborhoods, with our friends, with our coworkers. He even told us about how we can reach out to help those who are in need, about going the second mile and doing the unexpected for those in the world. And I believe that we are called by God to be acts of God, to respond to people's needs, and to do what we can to make a difference. Jesus makes this clear in our reading from the Gospel of Luke. He said, "If you love those who love you, what credit is it for you?" In other words, it's easy for us to love the ones that we love, right? It's easy for us to do nice things for our friends and for our neighbors who we know. But what about those that we don't? What about our enemies? Jesus says we are to love our enemies, that we are to do good for them. Now, we might think that, well, when he says enemies, he's really talking about people that are doing bad things toward us, people who we feel hostility toward. But I think that Jesus also means that we are to do good for those who are different from ourselves, that we've been separated from, the beggars, the prostitutes, the homeless, the dirty, the hungry, maybe even the disabled. And if we look at this scripture passage and we follow Jesus' word to the letter, then we are called to love all of them and to do what we can to step out and help them. And when we do, our reward will indeed be great. And in the book of James, the author of James, he backs up Jesus' mandate with what he wrote. He says, "If any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror and upon going away immediately forget what they were like." He goes on when he says, "Doers who act will be blessed in their doing. And we must care for the widows and for the orphans. Real religion, he writes, true devotion to God occurs when we care for the homeless and the hungry, for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, the despondent, the rejected, the untouchable. We must put our faith into action, because being a Christian in name only simply is not enough. We have to be willing to step out in faith. We have to be willing to do those things that we may not want to do in the name of God. True religion, he says, true faith is making a difference. True religion, true faith means not relying upon the other guy to do the work. But it's doing something that requires you to step out of your comfort zone in order to be Jesus to the least and to the lost. Bishop Robert Schnazy of the Missouri Conference wrote a book called Five Practices of Fruitful Congregations. And I'm happy to say that Gold Canyon United Methodist Church does a pretty good job of meeting all five of those characteristics. There are five characteristics that make up a healthy, vital, and fruitful congregation. Well, in his chapter called Risk-Taking Mission and Service, he writes these words. Risk-taking mission and service is one of the fundamental activities of church life that is so critical that failure to practice it in some form results in a deterioration of the church's vitality and ability to make disciples of Christ. Risk-taking mission and service is vital for a congregation to be engaged in. We must push beyond the ordinary and look for extraordinary opportunities to engage with people who are in need. Bishop Schnazy goes on to say that raising money is not enough, but it is indeed important, because without money we cannot do the work that has to be done. But that we also need to look for and encourage hands-on face-to-face ministry. And members of fruitful congregations need to step out of their comfort zones and be willing to take those risks that take them to places where they've never been before. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. That sounds really great for somebody else. But I'm just too busy or too tired or too whatever, fill in the blank. Because the truth is, we are busy people. We do have a lot of things on our plates, even those of us who are retired from our jobs. Yes, I know, y'all have lots to do, and that's okay. But we can't keep making excuses for not doing what Jesus wants us to do. Because if we keep making excuses, then we might as well consider ourselves comfort zone Christians. Have you heard that term used before? Comfort zone Christian? Well, take a look at this video, and you'll see what I mean.
Jesus, I am so excited today. It's like I woke up and thought, today is the day to get working for Jesus.
Kat, I'm so excited to find someone who's ready to take action and get things done.
Oh, man, I am that girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've got something perfect for you, so let's get started.
Okay.
What are you doing? Stand up. Remember, we were going to take action.
Yeah, but this is where I always sit.
Right, but I need more than this.
Oh, I know what you're getting at. Okay, Jesus, how much do you want?
What?
$50? Is that enough?
Oh, that's not what I meant.
Oh, all right. Well, 100 then, you know. I mean, you drive a hard bargain. Okay, but you might not want to cash this till next Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There you go.
Okay, Kat, really, I do think it's great that you want to give, but I want you to mentor a younger woman.
Ooh, yeah, right. Well, Jesus, you know, I'm not really into, like, teaching people and stuff. I mean, I don't really get into that.
Okay. You know that woman at the office, Amy?
Yeah.
I want you to take her out to lunch. Tell her about me.
Well, Amy is different. I mean, like, really different, you know?
I know, but she needs to know about me.
And I can tell the people at the church to call her. I mean, they get paid to do things like that.
I want you to do that.
Jesus, I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
No, Kat, the problem is you're too comfortable.
Have we become too comfortable in our faith? Have we not seen the need and been willing to get out of our comfort zones, get out of our comfortable chairs, and do something about it? Jesus wants more than just money, even though gifts are important. Jesus wants us to get out of our comfortable chairs and to do something for somebody else. Jesus wants us to take that risk because sadly, so many of us have become comfort zone Christians. So Jesus wants us to get out and show true Christian love through kindness and mercy. And you know, I want to say that if God is putting on your hearts that the best you can do is to give, then that's awesome. That's fabulous and that's wonderful, and I encourage you to keep doing that. But if Jesus has put it on your heart to do something different, then I encourage you to listen to that voice in your head. Maybe Jesus is asking you to go out and volunteer for sidewalk ministry here at the church. Maybe Jesus is asking you to sign up for the Costa Rica mission trip to help build buildings for other people. Maybe Jesus is asking you to sign up for Habitat for Humanity. Maybe Jesus is asking you to talk to the person who is sharing a room with your spouse or your loved one or your friend in the next hospital bed, because maybe you will be the only visitor that that person will ever see. Maybe Jesus is calling you to be a Stephen minister, to lend a listening ear. Maybe Jesus is calling you to step out of your comfort zone and do something that you have never, ever thought of doing before. There was a couple at Los Arcos United Methodist Church who were very dear friends of ours back when we were members there at the church. They were wonderful people, and when the church decided to start its sidewalk ministry, they were very supportive and gave us lots and lots of money. But every time I invited them to come, they refused. I knew it was because they had some pretty strong feelings about undocumented workers, and because many of the children in my sidewalk Sunday school were Hispanic, in their minds, those children fit that category. It seemed like I would never get them to come and be a part of this ministry. And then one day, one Saturday morning, they just showed up. Well, immediately the children grabbed a hold of them and engaged them into games in the playground. And by the time we sat down on the ground, on the tarps, to have our worship service, this couple was sitting right there with them. In fact, the man had a child in his lap. Well, I watched with awe and wonder as this couple bonded with these children from Sidewalk Sunday School, but I was even more surprised when they came back the next week and the week after that and the week after that It only took a moment for them to realize what a wonderful ministry this was and how they could step out of their comfort zone and be able to do something for this child in the name of Jesus. It was a wonderful experience for them. I know that Jesus laid it upon their hearts to do his work here on earth. And so I wonder, what has Jesus laid upon your hearts today? What is Jesus calling you to do that will keep you out of your comfort zone and make you take a risk? What has Jesus called you to do? Amen.